We continue. It is the Jake Asman Show right here on Sports Map Radio. Jake Asman with you on affiliates nationwide. And now joining us on the Progressive Guest Line to talk about his brand new leadership book is Cleo Franklin of Franklin Strategic Solutions. Cleo, 30 years of experience, former ball player himself, Hall of Famer at his college, and one of the great leaders that we know with Gal Media. So a pleasure to welcome Cleo Franklin on to talk about his new book. Cleo, appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Trying my best to stay cool in this wonderful Houston subtropical heat, but things are going well and just excited to really be able to talk about the new book I have, Lessons from Our Mothers and Fathers. And it's a great book that, you know, was basically born during the pandemic, but it's a collaboration that I am really, really proud of.
So you wrote a book originally. It was called Coffee with Cleo. It touched on leadership, of course, in that book. This book, though, a little different. Tell our audience what's different about this new book and what really the inspiration was to write it.
Yeah, what's different about this book is that it does extend similarly the platform of Coffee with Cleo. I mean, it's not just about the what and the why, but the how. And I think that is the aspect of giving people a pathway or a toolkit to basically refer to when they're trying to not just improve their lives, but their livelihood. And the difference in this book is that what I've been able to do is capture 16 different successful leaders across the industry. And they're very diverse, from millennials to Gen Xers to baby boomers. And join me in contributing just short stories about the times when parents or a parent or a surrogate parent really helped shape and influence their lives. And, you know, I think some of the best teachers and some of the best influencers and inspirations comes from our parents. And this book really captured those particular stories from the different people from different walks and different parts of the industry across the world.
Once again, the new book, Lessons from Our Mothers and Fathers, as we're talking with Cleo Franklin here. So let me ask you this, Cleo, what makes a really good leader?
I think what makes a very good leader are really three to four things. One must be humble, and humility is a strength. In the book, there's a story that basically talks about, and this is something, a lesson from my mother. She always said, son, you have one of two choices, either be humble or be humbled, but you make the decision. So humility, I think, is important for a good leader. The second trait that I value in a good leader is the ability to be accessible. And that's accessible not just to some of the best practices in and outside the industry so that they can basically acquire new learnings, but accessible to the people that, quite frankly, they're leading. And without having followers, then leaders are just by themselves taking a walk. The third trait I think that's important for good leaders is just to have that vulnerability of self-awareness, knowing their strengths and their weaknesses and their triggers. I think it's important to manage oneself by knowing oneself. So self-awareness is important. And the last thing that I think that is important that makes a good leader, from my perspective and just in my 30 plus years in leadership, is the continuous curiosity of learning. I mean, when you stop learning, then you stop acquiring. And when you stop acquiring knowledge, then you stop growing. And so those are four things that I think makes a good leader.
You know, you look at your career and the amount of, you know, brands that you have worked with, the amount of people that you have worked with. Has there been, you know, a defining moment when you think back 30 years of leadership? Like if I said to you, Cleo Franklin, you know, what was the defining moment of your career? How would you try and answer that question?
Jake, that's a great question that you asked me, but there's going to be many defining moments for me. And I will say that my leadership really is born out of the learnings from failure. Good leaders will make mistakes. They're accountable. They don't abdicate responsibility. They engage and embrace accountability. But they also understand that they're not perfect and mistakes will be made. But there's lots of lessons that you can learn from failure. And for me, the seeds of success are really baked into the times that I've made mistakes. What I've taken decisions that didn't go as well, I've learned. And there's lots of stories within my book that talks about the fact of why failure really is the seed to our success. And I think it's important that one can get over themselves, but to understand how they really take failure and put it in this proper perspective and not be afraid to fail, but to take failure and take it above and rise.
What would be your biggest piece of leadership advice to someone? If someone is trying to become a better leader, what would you say to them? How would they try and, you know, implement what you have done in your career and obviously what you have written about in your two books?
I think two or three things. I would basically study or engage those leaders that inspire you, the ones that you really like in their approach and how they lead. To me, that is one of the most important things. You need something to reference and to model from. And we can call it a benchmark or best practice. Whether or not it's in the sports field, whether or not it's in the business field, or someone at your church or in your community, I would say engage that person, understand what they value, understand what inspires them, and understand why they take their leadership path and the way that they're doing it and what's behind it. So understand the leaders that you basically are inspired by. The second thing that I would say that is important is to you have to be a curious and a continuous learner. And leaders who think that they're grandfather mountain and that they have all of the knowledge and the learning stops, as they would call them, as experts, I think all good leaders are work in progress or work in process, and they understand that they don't have it all. So they surround themselves with people that basically shore up their weaknesses, but they also surround themselves with opportunities to get better, to enhance their strengths, and to ensure that they're not going to stop learning. Because I tell you what, the day that you stop learning is the day you stop growing.
Cleo Franklin with this year once again, his new book all about leadership. It's called Lessons from Our Mothers and Fathers. So, Cleo, we are a sports show, of course. I know you're a huge sports fan. So yes. Let me ask you this. In the sports world, who are some of your favorite leaders?
Boy, there's quite a few. I would just want to throw out Nolan Richardson. Nolan Richardson, of course, was the first African-American, of course, coach that won the NIT as well as the NCAA championship. And by the way, a good colleague and friend of mine, Russ Bradberg, who wrote 40 Minutes of Hell, was an assistant coach for Nolan Richardson. What I love about his leadership is that he was someone that really never forgot his roots and where he came from. And he always was connected to what matters most. And he was also, I like to say, engaged in real talk. So there was clarity in his approach, and not just as a leader, but clarity when giving directions to his team. And he wasn't afraid to challenge or be challenged. He grew up in a tough environment, but that helped shape and mold him. All right, one more. There's another leader that I really love. And this is some that some of the, maybe the younger generation wouldn't know about, but I would say John Wooden. John Wooden, I think, is a classic good leader. I love a lot of the quotes that he basically has bestowed and left to us. And one of the things that he's always said is, you know, be quick, but don't hurry. and he was someone that walked the talk, but he led with humility. And he also led with understanding the fact that he couldn't be successful alone. So just two of the sports people and sports from coach perspective that I admire.
He's Cleo Franklin. Once again, the book, which you could check out right now, Lessons from Our Mothers and Fathers. Cleo, before we let you go, tell people where they could purchase the book if they're interested in reading more.
Yes. What you can do, you can go to coffeewithcleo.com. That's www.coffeewithcleo.com, all, of course, lowercase. And you can purchase there on my website. I'll be able to send you a personally signed book if you purchase there. But also, they're available at any book retailer, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, anywhere that you are looking to find a good read. You can find my books, Coffee with Cleo and Lessons from Our Mothers and Fathers.
Cleo, this has been a ton of fun catching up. Congrats again on the second book in your illustrious career. I wish you all the luck going forward. I know it's going to be a huge seller.
Thank you, Jake. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you in the audience. And this is a good read, guys. Not because I wrote it. But I think it's have a lot of good lessons. And the subtitle is, these stories are told by their sons and daughters. And this is one of the things I think makes the book a little bit differently and unique.